Well, yeah, for those who don't really even know what it is, because, like, not everybody knows, it's the first day of Lent, and that is the season of believers' preparation from Ash Wednesday to Easter. So it marks 40 days in the wilderness Jesus did in Matthew 4. So this is a fasting of the believer. You know, some people fast during the day and have a small meal at night for the 40 days. And, you know, Ash Wednesday comes from placing ashes on the forehead to show repentance, and that we still always have to, you know, deal with sin in our lives, right? And the ashes were basically actually taken from the palm branches from Palm Sunday the previous year. So that's a, you know, that's a neat little thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So that's what Ash Wednesday is all about.
I feel like sometimes these things are great, but by calling it like something like an Ash Wednesday or things like that, I think that it probably appears to some people too religious, when really this is like a great, great thing to stop and just remember these moments, you know? Yeah. But I feel like because it's called a certain way, I think maybe even sometimes the younger generation be like, what, like, what's that all about, you know?
It's true. I mean, like, you know, I grew up not knowing what. Well, I mean, like, I sort of knew what it was, but it wasn't celebrated in the church I grew up in.
Yeah. Is that wrong to say, by the way?
No.
What did you said? I feel like that was a little bit, maybe,
no,
like, I don't mean it disrespectfully.
Oh, no. No, because I think in today's generation in particular, I mean, like, a lot of these traditions are lost. So it's kind of, you know, we have to educate as to what this is and why we do it. And, you know, is it something, because I know some people be like, oh, well, should we celebrate it?
Yeah.
And the question is, well, are you honoring God with it? Then, hey, no problem. Because the Apostle Paul talks about, you know, one person holds one day as, you know, holy to the Lord above another. You have to be convinced in your own mind that this is the right thing to do.